flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horris.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to my favorite hour of the week, Ride at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Horris. Thanks for sharing your Saturday with me today. And today's show, I'm going to tell you, you're going to want to stick around, is all about appliances. Joining me today, I have my personal appliance expert, Kim Zimmer with Autco Home Appliances. She'll be with me here updating you on everything you need to know about appliances. We'll talk about the top luxury brand appliances, realistic timelines for deliveries. We know that's a big thing right now. As always, I'm going to have my Ride at Home Hack, my On the Road with Rich segments. You don't want to miss those, but I want to just get right into this here with Kim today. Like I said, my go-to expert on appliances, Kim Zimmer, joining us today. How are you doing today, Kim?
I'm doing good.
Awesome, awesome. We've had such a long history. I know we talk about this all the time, but I love your story and everything, and I love for people to hear just like what got you into the appliance business, what got you in this arena, and you know, how'd you get started in it?
So I've been selling appliances for over 36 years. I started with my mother and father at their location in their store. I didn't want to sell appliances, so
yeah.
Kind of got convinced by my father that I could do it, and he was right. I was pretty good at it, and I learned a lot. I know the service in, I know the installation in, I know how products work. I look at what can break, what can't break. I'm not your normal salesperson because I check every avenue I can to make sure the client's going to be happy with their choices that they make. In this day and age, it's a little bit different, but we're still working on the same concept, trying to get you out with the best products. They're going to give you the longest lifespan. So, but I, you know, 37 years, it's a little bit craziness. And I do love what I do, even in today's, the way things are going with long lead times, I'm still selling more high-end than I am anything.
Yeah.
But we sell just about everything. I work for Autco Home Appliances. I've been with them for 9 years in September.
Awesome.
We have three locations. I manage our Fenton location. Joan Hart manages the Page location, and she's our VP of Operations. And then I'm not sure who's managing our St. Charles one, but we have Jill Tallon and Heather out there, and they do a wonderful job.
Awesome, awesome. So where can people go to find out more about Autco?
So we're three locations. Our Page location is in the KDR Center, which is off of Page Industrial. The Fenton location is off of Larkin Williams, across from Wally's on the other side of 44. Yeah.
Been there many times.
And then you have our St. Charles location, which is out there off of Bryan Road. And it's a smaller location, but they can go there. Most of us are asking for appointments due to, you know, everything that's going on. It just makes it easier for us when we're talking with you, because then we can give you realistic times and dates and try to get you understanding what's going on in the world. Because some people really don't know that things are taking forever. But we all have great showrooms. Some of us are updating a little bit and changing things around, which is good. Change is always good. Yeah. And we've brought on some new lines, so it's kind of nice to see all those too.
Yeah, and you know, I do got to tell everybody, like, I actually live in O'Fallon. I'm real close to the Bryan Road, but I go to visit Kim. I want to see you. I want to talk with you. I know you have such knowledge over all of this, and I've been doing this with you for so many years. I kind of tell everybody, you know, like, the story about my dishwasher. When so for me, if I ever have questions about appliances, I just call Kim. I've got this. Thank you for that. I've got this little in here, and we were looking for some appliances for my house 2 years ago, I guess it was, and my son had found this really cool dishwasher. And he was like, oh, it does this to dry, and it had all these features. And I was like, oh, that does seem really kind of cool, you know. And he's like, yeah, that seems like it'd be great. And I said, well, let me check on that. And I called you, Kim. And I, and Kim was like, yeah, no, we won't even sell that. Do not do that. If you want it to leak on your hardwood floor in a couple years, that's pretty much all it's good for. We've had so, but you've seen so much, and you've seen them go out and work, and you've seen the people go to fix them, and you know what happens. And that's really that length and experience of time and all of that. You've just gotten to see so much. That's what I absolutely love, is how you can help people with that.
Well, I always try to look at everything when it comes out and it's new, and I look at every brand and see what's going to happen and how it's going to be repaired and who's going to take care of it. And those are the most important things to me. Even though all we do is sell the appliances now and install, we don't do any of the service. So I like to have a good working relationship with a lot of the service people in St. Louis, and I do so far, so that's helpful. I have a couple that I recommend regularly every day for certain products, and they take care of my clients beautifully. So that to me is important, because I don't have that in my little wheelhouse to say, okay, I'm going to send my tech out. This way, at least I can say, well, I'm going to send you this company that I know is going to do a fabulous job for you today.
Yeah.
And that's important for me.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. And so I think what I want to do, because it leads into so much more, is let me get into this On the Road with Rich segment for everybody. Because, you know, I had this client that I went to see, and she was actually a retired baker. And she had some really specific things that she wanted in her kitchen. And she wanted to convert from electric to gas for the cooktop and stuff. And she wanted, you know, a lot of certain things to do things certain ways. And she wanted a steam oven, which I was like, okay, cool. You know, didn't even really know, okay, what that even is. Like, that's interesting, you know, topic. And she kind of explained a little bit. And really, one of the biggest things with her was in trying to find the right company that does everything. She had interviewed several companies to come out, and, you know, different kitchen and bath companies. And every time, she was in a townhouse, so there wasn't, like, a lot of space. There wasn't, you know, it was tight quarters. There wasn't a lot of room for, you know, mechanicals and things like that. And she wanted to convert to gas. And really, that's where everything fell apart with most people, because they were like, well, just, you know, get a plumber and have him put a gas line over there, and then we can put in whatever range you want. And, you know, to me, we were talking. She's like, I don't want to get a plumber. I want my kitchen done. I want everything done, you know. So we design, we figure, we have our own licensed plumber, we have our own licensed electrician. So she really, chose Mosby to be able to perform everything for her. But the most interesting part of this was as the designers are helping, like you've seen, they help with the selections, they go shopping, they take them to your place out there in Fenton, they help pick appliances, introduce you, talk about how they cook and all this. So I went with this one, with the designer, with the client, everybody, because I just wanted to see the steam oven and how it worked and everything. And you guys made chocolate chip cookies in this oven, and it was phenomenal. Like, they were literally the most moist, probably best chocolate chip cookie I ever had right out of the oven in my life. It was quite amazing, but it was interesting for me to learn what it is and how it works. And, you know, we get that education from you guys. I think it's so awesome, you know, doing that. Which kind of brings up another experience I had with you guys at a kitchen that we had built in the Central West End. And, you know, they had some really high-end appliances. And you guys came out when the job was done. I thought this was, you know, we talk about the designing and the selecting and the education and all this stuff, experience. But literally at the end, you guys came out and showed them how to use everything and cooked. It was amazing. Can you kind of explain, like, what that was like and what you did while you were out there for that client?
Well, usually when your clients are purchasing the higher-end appliances, they really want someone to come out after everything's installed to re-inform them on everything and why they picked it and show them how to make things work. I'm one of the salespeople who loves to do that for my customers. It's probably my favorite thing. When I went there, I was able to show her how our cooktop worked, how our oven made the best cookies. Everything that she picked, we were able to give her the exact. And if there was a problem, I was able to catch it head on if there had been any issues and send it over to my service people and get it taken care of so we wouldn't have any issues. I don't think we had any, so that was a good thing. But it's fun for me because then I get to see how excited they are about learning about their new products. Because sometimes they get them and they go, I don't remember what you told me that this does, and I don't remember what you told me this does. So when they have an induction cooktop, we show them that they can melt the chocolate chips and leave them set there for a very long time.
Yeah.
When they have a steam oven, we show them how you can not only bake in it, roast in it, reheat in it, you can literally make your hard-boiled eggs in 10 minutes, all 12, at one time. And they come out perfect and they peel beautifully. You know, those are big things when we're putting in some of these higher-end products, is to have them know how to work them properly. I do it with a lot of your clients. Some want me to, some don't.
Yeah.
The ones that do, I have a blast. I usually try to have the designer come along so she can see how everything works. And it makes it more fun. You know, I like to cook for them.
Yeah. And it shows you what I'm good for, because I was so impressed with the way that that induction cooktop kept the chocolate, like, perfect. So we had, like, strawberries and bananas and stuff we were dipping in this chocolate. And, man, this stuff sat on that, I don't know, for hour and a half or something.
Yep.
And it was, like, literally still perfect. So I had to visit you later and literally buy my own induction cooktop so that it's all about the chocolate, right? You got to have the chocolate. It's really cool and it's really super fun and educating, and there's so much that you can learn. One thing I really like is, you know, just the knowledge of all these different appliances, but using the different types and the knowledge of them and which, you know, different sizes and stuff to maximize, like, space in the kitchen, because there's differences in, you know, the different sizes and how refrigerators and different things fit. I remember one where the kitchen was kind of tight, and, you know, my client has Parkinson's now, so he's trying to stay in the home longer and be able to maneuver around. And we literally was able just to create space with the refrigerator just by itself. It's like, so we don't need to make the island any smaller. We literally just get a different refrigerator. Can you kind of explain, everybody, what the difference in, like, the regular fridge and the countertop, you know, cabinet depth fridge is?
Well, counter depth refrigeration gives you the ability to have a unit that fits more flush into your space. It's always a little bit taller. They're still going to be like 36 wide usually. We sell more of the Bosch counter depth because it does give you almost the same cubic feet that someone says that they have in, like, a 28 cubic foot standard refrigerator. I've had several of your clients that have went to that unit from the 28, and I go out and they have half the refrigeration still not full. And the freezer still has space. And they're like, I had it completely filled in the other one, and this one I still have room. I said, it's the way you're loading it, for one. And two, it's because it really does have more capacity, even though it looks like it doesn't.
Yeah.
And that makes a big difference. And they can get in and out of it easier. Certain things are placed in a way that makes it simpler, especially with someone with Parkinson's, getting doors open and things like that.
Yeah.
All of those things make a difference for people these days. And a lot of people are wanting to stay in their homes. So we're trying to accommodate all of those situations.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people, too, are just trying not to break the bank or trying not to do everything. So, you know, we work together a lot where I'll get a lot of clients where it's just updates, or a lot of times it's just the appliance broke down. My microwave broke. It's built in. I've had it for 15 years, you know, and I'm like, oh, wow, you know, our options will probably be limited. But, you know, I get the information and then you locate what fits, what'll work, how can we get it in there? I've got one right now with a shorter fridge. You know, like you said, the new countertop depth and that are taller. She's like, oh my gosh, I don't really want to get all new cabinets because, you know, refrigerators are taller now. So it's, you know, your options get limited, obviously, but there are options out there that we can help people and get stuff to fit for them. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah, if we know what the old product is, we can usually figure it out. It's just now, how long is it going to take me to get whatever it might be?
Yeah.
But we usually do pretty good. Some of the refrigerators are a little bit faster than others. Some aren't. It's just all it's kind of a game right now. I just, one day at a time.
Yes, it totally is. And, you know, it's really what I tell people, too. Sometimes it's just, sometimes it's worth the wait, you know, to get what you want and just go ahead and wait it out. And like, I've got a kitchen where we're getting ready to start and we're going to, their dishwasher is not broken. So we're just going to reinstall the old dishwasher while we wait for the new one to get the actual one they want. That could take like a year, like we all know, and that. So we can get into some of that a little bit more after the break. I do want to remind everybody, I will have my hack, so you don't want to miss out on this. It's probably more of a reminder than a hack, but it's definitely something good for everybody out there with your appliances. So we'll get into some of those time delays and my hack right after these messages.
And now, here's Rich's right-at-home hack.
All right, guys, we are back, and it is time for Rich's right-at-home hack. And, you know, this is probably one of the hardest things to remember, and arguably probably the dirtiest spot in your home is behind your refrigerator. Okay, so this is maybe a little bit more of a reminder, but pull out your refrigerator, vacuum it up, mop it up, vacuum the refrigerator coils, the little grills that are, you know, letting air get to the coils, everything. Clean this thing off very well. I'm telling you right now, it will put less stress on the refrigerator's motor, and it will prolong the life of your refrigerator. And everybody wants that, right? So let's prolong the life of all of our refrigerators. So if you want to hear this hack or any of my hacks every week, you can find them on Facebook. Just search Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook. You can hear all my hacks every week. And today, again, we're here with Kim Zimmer from Auco Home Appliances and talking about all sorts of appliances. Kind of brought that hack on to me there. Wanted to remind everybody. But so, Kim, I'd ask you, do you have any other cleaning, like, tricks or tips on any other appliances, dishwashers, ovens, anything like that?
Well, dishwashers all depends on the soap that you use. Powder soap works the best, but most of our dishwashers are now using the tabs. If you're using the tabs, I prefer the finished tabs. I don't like anything with the liquid. The liquid leaves residue over time, which then we have to break it down, which then we need to clean it more often. So just use the finished tabs. They work great. We don't have any problems. They're not going to tear up the dishwasher. It's going to last longer. If you're going to clean it, just use vinegar. Run it through a cycle with vinegar. It'll clean everything out. If that doesn't seem to do it, you can buy Lemmy Shine at the grocery store. It works just as well.
Nice.
Refrigeration, depending on the brand, will depend on where you want to clean. Usually the new ones, it's in the front. The condenser is at the bottom, and you just take that grill off, and you vacuum it out really well. If you have a built-in Sub-Zero, it's going to be at the top, or it could be at the bottom, depending on what model. You want to make sure you clean those condensers. The more you clean the condenser, the longer the lifespan. The more animals you have, the more you need to clean. just as an FYI. The animals and people in the home make a difference. Same thing with an ice maker. You want to make sure you're cleaning its condenser. It's flowing air as well. Any refrigeration needs the condenser cleaned. It's going to give you a longer lifespan. That's about, I mean, ovens, you can self-clean now if you want to. Most people don't. They steam clean, which is fine. I say you can self-clean your oven once every 2 years if you want. You really don't have to do it every 6 months to a year. Just depends on how dirty it gets. Microwaves need the interior cleaned out. Just keep a dome in. You won't have to clean it as often. I keep a dome inside of ours so that I don't have to clean it that often.
Yeah.
The dome covers everything so it doesn't splatter around.
And so another piece of advice you gave a year or so ago, the last time you were on the show, which literally changed my life, was the washing machine, the soap to use in the washing machine. So I'll set the stage just a little bit because I wear a lot of black dress pants for work, for all my appointments and stuff, and I was getting that white soapy stuff, and every time I'd take them out of the washer, I'd take a wet rag and kind of wipe a couple spots off, check every pair of pants. Now I've literally gotten it down to where I don't even have to check them anymore. Straight to the dryer they go. Not an issue at all. So what should we be using for soap in our washing machines?
Most of the new washers are allowing for liquids. I'm still not a big liquid person. I probably never will be. That's just me, old fashioned.
Yeah.
I have literally found a new soap that I like from Buff City Soaps, believe it or not. They have a laundry detergent soap that you can get. You can either get a scent, non-scented scoop of that. I do my laundry. It's working just fine. Before, I was using Persil that came over from Germany, which was getting way crazy expensive, and I was getting in trouble all the time with my husband. So,
see, I got to try the new one.
I had to find the new one.
I got the other one.
And
it's
I
more
was,
expensive.
Believe it or not, I was talking to a client, and they were the ones who told me about Buff City Soap, and I went over and I bought it. And the container's not real big, but honestly, they told me it would do 30 washes. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to get 100 washes because I'm only using one scoop, which is like a teaspoon and a half, and that's all you need to do a load of laundry. The more soap you put in, the more often you have to clean your washing machine. I don't have to clean mine hardly at all. I just cleaned it for the first time the other day in a year and a half, and all I did was run bleach through it. That's it.
Yeah. You that know? Was another thing that I found amazing with the newer washing machine was, you know, reading all the maintenance and the different stuff, and it's like, you got to wash it. And I was like, I don't think I knew that or ever did I ever wash my washing machine. But yeah, there's special powdered soap that you put in and run a cycle and do. And I'm like, but yeah, it definitely helps.
Yeah, especially if it's a front loader. Most people don't realize it's going to cause mold and mildew when you're using the liquids because that leaves that residue. So that's why I use powder. I tell every client that, and I think 99% of my customers go out and get powder detergent. I'm starting to talk about the Buff City soap now. I love it so much. But, you know, we find our little things that we like and we stick with them. Top loaders are the same thing as a front loader. They have to be clean. They all have a clean wash cycle on the control board. Every washer out there does. Your Speed Queen, your Whirlpool, your Asco's, everyone has it on there that you have to clean that unit out every now and then. If you're using powder, you're going to have to do it less often. So it's the liquid detergents that are going to make it have more of a residue that's going to cause you to have to clean it more often. And less is better than more. We don't need more than a tablespoon of soap to do a load of laundry. I don't care how dirty your clothes are. They're going to come clean. I promise.
Yep. I literally converted my wife. I just bought the powder myself, started using it on my stuff. And she's like, why do we have powdered soap? And I'm like, started explaining it to her. And I'm like, yeah, I don't even have to check my pants anymore. Like the soap residue isn't there, you know. So I've heard a lot of people talk about that with black clothes, you know, coming out of those washers and stuff, and it drives them crazy. And I'm like, you got to talk to Kim. I'm telling you right now, you got to use powder, and it's way less than you think. They give you the scoop for the powder that comes in it that's like ginormous,
like a cup of soap.
Yeah, it's like they're just trying to get you to use half the box in one Saturday or something. But you don't need that. I think it's awesome. So let's shift gears and let's go somewhere I know you'd probably hate to even talk about. But, you know, there's so much going on in our trying times right now with appliances, with delivery timelines, with labor shortages, with demand and, you know, the demand for remodeling. So everything, we're selling more and we're trying to get it, you know. how has that affected your industry, and what should people expect? What should their expectations be on delivery timelines?
So, to be honest, their expectations would automatically be it's going to take at least 6 months to a year. If they come in with that attitude, then I don't get 15 million phone calls every other day asking me where their products are. Also come in with the attitude that something could change midstream. I can order a product and it can be discontinued halfway through. And I have to figure out what to do to get you something that's going to work in that space and give you the same quality as it was before. I've done that at least four different times now. Usually it's not so often, but it can happen. It's more so in my basic products than it is my high-end products. If something changes in a high-end product, I immediately let you know if there's a change for specs or anything. Usually it's not. It's just a model change, or they're adding more features or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's happening across the board. It doesn't matter what brand we're ordering. I don't care if I'm ordering GE, Frigidaire, if I'm ordering Sub-Zero Wolf, Bosch, Thermador, Decor. Everything has up to a 6 month to a year wait.
So there's really no one that's more difficulties than others.
No,
they're all kind of
all across the board. The worst is my Bosch dishwashers, but we won't talk about that because I don't want to get in trouble. But that is probably my hardest one to get right now of all the products we have out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you find avenues, you talk to clients, you explain why this is happening. You tell them if we go here, we're going to have better luck than if we go there. It usually works in our favor, and then they are happy when everything comes out and their job is completed on time. That's what we're trying to do, is make sure people understand lead times are what they are. I cannot change them. I can't make it better. And I can be told one date and look on my computer 2 weeks later or a month later, and it'd be 6 months longer. And it's due to shortages of labor. It's due to them not being able to get the components that they need correctly in a timely manner to manufacture the product because of where it's coming from. Everything is playing a part into it. It's not just one thing. It's everything across the board.
And it's everything across the board, not just appliances. My sister ordered new furniture, and it took like 10 months, and it came in like four different deliveries. They're like, hey, we got your coffee table. Do you want it? She's like, yeah, I guess. And so they delivered it, you know, and like the next piece didn't come for like 4 months or so, you know. And so I did have, you know, a client last year that we picked all the plumbing valves and shower head and valves and, you know, faucets and everything for his master bathroom. And we had ordered everything, I want to say it was like early August, and they called us in like early October, something like that, and said, yeah, we're really sorry, but we can't get that. And we were like, what do you mean? We like already ordered it. Like, isn't it on the way? And they're like, yeah, it's not on the way. And so we just had to literally, like, within a month before we were planning on starting, go back to the drawing board and try and find new plumbing fixtures that would work well and all, you know. And unfortunately, that just happens sometimes. They're further and fewer in between, but when it happens to you, you feel like, you know, obviously it's happening to you, so it's so real, and it, you know, it hurts and it's painful, and no one wants to go back and reselect, but it just happens sometimes. And it's not just appliances.
No, and what we're finding out is usually when that's happening, well, no matter what it is, it's always because there's a component that's needed for that product that's no longer able to be made because their supplier went out of business. And every new supplier that they're going to is not able to manufacture to their standards.
Yeah.
Because every company has a certain standard that they want things manufactured by. And if it doesn't meet that, they won't produce it. And then when the customer finds out, then I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
And then I have to go through the whole rigmarole, and it's loads of fun. But I always tell them, do you really want something that can't be manufactured properly? Or do you want something that's already made that's going to do you just as well and make you just as happy? Are we going to sit here and argue about this for 6 months?
Yeah.
I mean, I have argued with people for 6 months, and it is what it is. I can't change the fact that I'm not going to get that product. It is what it is.
Then I've had with deck floors where, you know, there's certain colors that take 9-10 months to get, and there's other that are just in stock, sitting on the shelf, ready to go.
Well, brands have literally started to stop. They'll give us notices for stop production. Okay, we're not going to produce these models for a certain period of time so we can get caught up.
Yeah.
Or we're going to take this color out because we don't sell enough of it, but we're selling more of this color, so we have to be able to amp up that production because there's so much demand. mean, I've been in the industry for almost 37 years, and I have never in my life seen where I order every day. It's not like once a week. I'm talking, we place an order every day for a customer. And it can be big, little, small. You're always putting an order in.
Yeah. So
hey, multiply that by everybody and think how far behind we are.
You heard it right here from the expert, Kim Zimmer. 37 years, has never seen demand like they see today for everything. It is quite crazy. So we're going to take a break. And when we get back, let's get into some of the different brands and some different things that you guys do.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys, we are back. Having a great time today. Lots of information. We've got Kim Zimmer from Autco Home Appliances with us today, talking everything about appliances. Such great information. But let's get out one more time so people can maybe even write this down if they want to or whatever. How can people, where can they find you guys at Autco, and how can they get in touch with you to see some appliances and stuff with you?
So we have three locations. My location, the number to call is 636-349-4946. Our page location is 314-373-2000. And I don't know the St. Charles location. I don't call it enough, so I apologize. But we do have a St. Charles location.
If you Google it, though.
If you Google Autco Home, you'll find all of our phone numbers. We have a website. We have a Facebook page. You can go there. If you send in a request, they'll send it to one of the salespeople, and they'll contact you, and we can help you out with your appliances. But our three locations take appointments for you to come in. It's usually best because everybody's usually quite busy, so it makes it a little bit easier. That way we can give you the designated time that you need to select your appliances. And that's always important because we all want to give you the best information we can to make you a happy client.
Yeah, well, let's touch on that because, you know, we do this with you guys. And, of course, when our clients go, for the most part, probably 90% of the time, one of our designers is going to be with them that's designing their kitchen, you know, all of that, just to kind of help and do all that. But and to introduce and get everything going. But let's talk about like what that experience is. And when people come to your showroom, you know, live demonstrations and all of that, because my wife was even like, when we went in and picked our stovetop and all that, and you were boiling water on and everything, it was so cool. Can you just kind of explain, you know, what can people expect in the showroom when they come in to pick stuff?
Depending on what they're doing, like when I work with the Mosby designers, I always have a list ahead of time so I know what we're working with. I can see their number, see where they're at, so I know where to guide them.
Yeah.
Because I try to guide them within the, you know, budget number that you have, and I try to work within those numbers. We always are able to do something so we can show them how it works. If it's a product that we have live, we will absolutely do our very best to do that. Or, you know, we can always, you know, give them enough information that they know exactly what's going on. We always send great detailed brochures so they have the specs and information on every product that we've talked to them about. 99% of our clients, we try to do the same thing with a walk-in customer, someone that was sent by another company that comes to us. We always try to make sure that they're getting the best information. And I try to select the right salespeople for them when I can. We have a new salesperson in our location in Fenton. His name is Shane, and I'm working to get him a little bit more into this, you know, working. And he came from a different avenue. And, he's a trained chef, so he will literally cook for our clients when we ask him to. He loves to use our room. Our Gaggenau space is completely live. He goes in there and he cooks full meals for people, and they just love it. It helps make the sale sometimes, so it's kind of a nice thing to do. And that's something we can tout because we do have a trained chef working as one of our salespeople, and I kind of love it. My boss loves it, too. She likes to come down and have him cook for her. So,
That is really
cool. It's kind
of
nice. I mean, he can really speak to the product, which is really good. Being a chef, he can tell you exactly what he thinks about those products that he's talking to you about. So he's really giving you some one-on-one great information that helps you make your decisions. He's learning a lot, and he's doing great. He's young. He's going to get there. I'm pretty proud of him at the moment. So we try to select that right salesperson. We have great salespeople at Page that you can work with. Usually when Mosby's coming in, they're working with me directly, so I'm always working with them.
Yeah.
I have a lot of clients that I work with, but if anybody's looking for someone new, I'm going to say call Shane.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's great. And can you kind of just describe maybe, you know, when Mosby shows up and the designer's there, I mean, what kind of advantages do you see for the clients picking their stuff out, having kind of a whole team with them?
Well, your designers have a lot of information that they've been given over the years for me, because a lot of them are seasoned designers that have been here quite a while. So I can literally already, they've already given them knowledge ahead of time before they walk in the door. And they've already selected stuff so that we can start there, and it makes it easier. It's always a fun time. We have a great time. We always go through everything together. We start out introducing. The clients always are very easy to deal with, and it just makes it simple for them to walk around and us look in each room and see what's going to work the best for them. But having somebody who's got a designer who's already knowledgeable, it helps when I come in to give a little bit more knowledge, because sometimes I always have information that they don't.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yours are pretty good because I've been working with them so long.
Well, they learn from the
they
best.
They learn a lot, right? And sometimes they teach me, but not too often. So yeah, I kind of like to learn from everybody, you know. But they always have a good time, and we always have plans in front of us, and it's great to go through the plans to see what's going to fit and what's not going to fit. You know, we talk about how they cook so that everyone knows what's going to work best for that customer, because if that customer really isn't a cook and this is just a show kitchen, we can go anywhere with product. But if they cook and we need to really watch what we're working with, like you said, the baker, she has specific things.
Oh, yeah.
And when they have specific things, we want to guide them to the right things that are going to work well.
Yeah.
And that are going to have good lead times to the best of our ability.
Yep, absolutely. That's awesome. So you guys do all kinds of brands then, not just the luxury, high-end stuff like that. You cover the gamut pretty much.
We have just about everything. I have GE Frigidaire. We have Fisher-Paykel. We have DCS. We now have Bertazzoni. We have Blue Star. We have True Refrigeration products. We do our Sub-Zero Wolf. We have Decor. Barbecue grills. We've got several different brands now.
Oh, yeah. Barbecue
grills. Laundry. We sell a lot of Electrolux laundry. We sell a lot of GE laundry, which has become the big one for us because it does have a dry system to it. So when we're doing front loaders, that's huge for clients. So we've been doing a ton of those lately. But we pretty much have a large gamut. And if there's something you want, we'll try to get it. I just managed to get an Ilve for a client. That's what he wanted. So I called him, and that's what he's getting.
Yeah, yeah. And I just had a client that God, it's kind of like one of those, you know, newer things that you don't see as often, but we were having trouble with the dryer vent, you know, in the space and everything, so they got a ventless dryer. Can you kind of explain how that works?
So the ventless dryers are made so that when you're working, sometimes used most of the time in condo areas, because they can't put the vent in, so you're stuck. It's going to be condensate drying. You want to make sure that you have the door open, and otherwise you're going to find you have some steam and some heat buildup in the space. But it's drying the same way. It's just going to take a little bit longer because we're not vented. Yeah. They're used only when we don't have a way to vent. Is it the best way to dry? Probably not, but they do work really well.
West
End. In that situation, that's what we do every time. Because it's going to give them the best of both worlds. It's going to dry properly, and it's going to do what it's supposed to do. It just takes a little longer to do it.
Yeah, no, I thought that was really cool. So is there any other, you know, newer things? Or I love the techie stuff. The last time when we were in, I saw that hood over the oven that's got like the big screen and the cameras for like the foodies that film themselves cooking and stuff. It's quite amazing. Is there any cool techie stuff? Like, well, what's out there?
They're taking that now and putting it in an over-the-range microwave because it wasn't selling as a hood. So now they're going to put it in the over-the-range microwave. So GE's bringing that out. GE also has the inside pizza oven that we sell. It's a built-in pizza oven that you can have in your home. And it works really great. We're selling, I can't even think of all the new stuff. It's just slowly but surely
coming.
There's
so much.
It's just so much.
It's amazing.
And, you know, I'm waiting to see what else comes out this year. We always get new stuff, but we're still working with the other old stuff. And it's like, okay, now what's going to happen here?
So I was just reading this article about some different electronic kitchen stuff, and aside from appliances, a couple of the cool things I saw in this, in the techie stuff, was a smart cutting board. Oh yeah, I'm telling you what, you wouldn't believe. So this thing has four distinct parts to it. So there's like the bamboo chopping board, and then there's another like metal spot for like antibacterial board area for vegetables, and it like eliminates cross contamination, I guess. There's a third spot that heats, so it will like defrost frozen stuff for you. And they say it's kind of, they could do it really well. And there's a spot where is a built-in weight scale. So it's like the stuff in this, there's a smartphone app so that when you're weighing it, it will actually calculate like how healthy it is and the ingredients and how many calories it's going to be and stuff for you. It's totally crazy, the stuff that they can make and do, you know, in all these things. Another thing I found really interesting was, no one's probably going to believe this. You probably want to Google this, but there is electric chopsticks. So what it does is it uses a weak electrical current. I swear, Kim, this is real. It uses this current to transmit sodium ions from the food to your mouth. So it makes it saltier. So if you're like low sodium diet, if you can't have a lot of salt, you can use these chopsticks and it's like it tastes saltier than it really is. I was astonished. I don't know. It's amazing the things that they're coming out with today. So I think like the microwave you're talking about with the camera, you can film yourself cooking and all of that. You know, years ago for Mosby, oh gosh, probably almost 20 years ago, I did a kitchen remodel at the Kitchen Conservatory in Clayton, and they teach people how to cook, and they had cameras everywhere and the screens, and it was really cool to build a kitchen like that. But never did I ever think that it would be going into everyone's kitchen at some point, you know, that they would all have cameras and they can do this and, you know, look inside the refrigerator, you know what I mean, to see like what's left, at, you know, as you're shopping, that sort of thing. But hey, we are totally out of time. I appreciate you coming today. Can you tell us how people can find you guys again?
So we have three locations. The best way to find all our location information is on our Facebook page for Akka Home Appliances, or you can look up our website. On our Facebook page and our website, we have a list of Akka Home closeouts. I would tell everybody to go there. We have some great buys on some great products. If you need anything quickly, we can get you taken care of pretty fast that way.
All right, perfect. Well, we're out of time. For everybody else, we'll talk to you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys, we are back. Having a great time today. Lots of information. We've got Kim Zimmer from Autco Home Appliances with us today, talking everything about appliances. Such great information. But let's get out one more time so people can maybe even write this down if they want to or whatever. How can people, where can they find you guys at Autco, and how can they get in touch with you to see some appliances and stuff with you?
So we have three locations. My location, the number to call is 636-349-4946. Our page location is 314-373-2000. And I don't know the St. Charles location. I don't call it enough, so I apologize. But we do have a St. Charles location.
If you Google it, though.
If you Google Akka Home, you'll find all of our phone numbers. We have a website. We have a Facebook page. You can go there. If you send in a request, they'll send it to one of the salespeople, and they'll contact you, and we can help you out with your appliances. But our three locations take appointments for you to come in. It's usually best because everybody's usually quite busy, so it makes it a little bit easier. That way we can give you the designated time that you need to select your appliances. And that's always important because we all want to give you the best information we can to make you a happy client.
Yeah, well, let's touch on that because, you know, we do this with you guys. And, of course, when our clients go, for the most part, probably 90% of the time, one of our designers is going to be with them that's designing their kitchen, you know, all of that, just to kind of help and do all that. But and to introduce and get everything going. But let's talk about like what that experience is. And when people come to your showroom, you know, live demonstrations and all of that, because my wife was even like, when we went in and picked our stovetop and all that, and you were boiling water on and everything, it was so cool. Can you just kind of explain, you know, what can people expect in the showroom when they come in to pick stuff?
Depending on what they're doing, like when I work with the Mosby designers, I always have a list ahead of time so I know what we're working with. I can see their number, see where they're at, so I know where to guide them.
Yeah.
Because I try to guide them within the, you know, budget number that you have, and I try to work within those numbers. We always are able to do something so we can show them how it works. If it's a product that we have live, we will absolutely do our very best to do that. Or, yeah. You know, we can always, you know, give them enough information that they know exactly what's going on. We always send great detailed brochures, so they have the specs and information on every product that we've talked to them about. 99% of our clients, we try to do the same thing with. A walk-in customer, someone that was sent by another company that comes to us, we always try to make sure that they're getting the best information. And I try to select the right salespeople for them when I can. We have a new salesperson in our location in Fenton. His name is Shane, and I'm working to get him a little bit more into this, you know, working. And he came from a different avenue. And, he's a trained chef, so he will literally cook for our clients when we ask him to. He loves to use our room. Our Gaggenau space is completely live. He goes in there and he cooks full meals for people, and they just love it. It helps make the sale sometimes, so it's kind of a nice thing to do. And that's something we can tout because we do have a trained chef working as one of our salespeople, and I kind of love it. My boss loves it too. She likes to come down and have him cook for her. So
that is really cool.
Nice. I mean, he can really speak to the product, which is really good. Being a chef, he can tell you exactly what he thinks about those products that he's talking to you about. So he's really giving you some one-on-one great information that helps you make your decisions. He's learning a lot and he's doing great. He's young. He's going to get there. I'm pretty proud of him at the moment. So we try to select that right salesperson. We have great salespeople at Page that you can work with. Usually when Mosby's coming in, they're working with me directly, so I'm always working with them.
Yeah.
I have a lot of clients that I work with, but if anybody's looking for someone new, I'm going to say call Shane.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's great. And can you kind of just describe maybe, you know, when Mosby shows up and the designer's there, I mean, what kind of advantages do you see for the clients picking their stuff out, having kind of a whole team with them?
Well, your designers have a lot of information that they've been given over the years for me, because a lot of them are seasoned designers that have been here quite a while. So I can literally already, they've already given them knowledge ahead of time before they walk in the door. And they've already selected stuff so that we can start there, and it makes it easier. It's always a fun time. We have a great time. We always go through everything together. We start out introducing. The clients always are very easy to deal with, and it just makes it simple for them to walk around and us look in each room and see what's going to work the best for them. But having somebody who's got a designer who's already knowledgeable, it helps when I come in to give a little bit more knowledge, because sometimes I always have information that they don't.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yours are pretty good because I've been working with them so long.
They learn from the best.
They learn a lot, right? And sometimes they teach me, but not too often. So I kind of like to learn from everybody, you know. But they always have a good time, and we always have plans in front of us, and it's great to go through the plans to see what's going to fit and what's not going to fit. You know, we talk about how they cook so that everyone knows what's going to work best for that customer. Because if that customer really isn't a cook and this is just a show kitchen, we can go anywhere with product. But if they cook and we need to really watch what we're working with, like you said, the baker, she has specific things.
Oh, yeah.
And when they have specific things, we want to guide them to the right things that are going to work well.
Yeah.
And that are going to have good lead times to the best of our ability.
Yep, absolutely. That's awesome. So you guys do all kinds of brands and not just the luxury, high-end stuff like that. You cover the gamut pretty much.
We have just about everything. I have GE Frigidaire. We have Fisher-Paykel. We have DCS. We now have Bertazzoni. We have Blue Star. We have True Refrigeration products. We do our Sub-Zero Wolf. We have Decor. Barbecue grills, we've got several different brands now.
Oh, yeah, barbecue grills.
You know, laundry, we sell a lot of Electrolux laundry. We sell a lot of GE laundry, which has become the big one for us because it does have a dry system to it. So when we're doing front loaders, that's huge for clients. So we've been doing a ton of those lately. But we pretty much have a large gamut. And if there's something you want, we'll try to get it. I just managed to get an Ilve for a client. That's what he wanted. So I called him, and that's what he's getting.
Yeah, yeah. And I just had a client that... God, it's kind of like one of those, you know, newer things that you don't see as often, but we were having trouble with the dryer vent, you know, in the space and everything, so they got a ventless dryer. Can you kind of explain how that works?
So the ventless dryers are made so that when you're working, sometimes used most of the time in condo areas, because they can't put the vent in, so you're stuck. It's going to be condensate drying. You want to make sure that you have the door open, otherwise you're going to find you have some steam and some heat buildup in the space. But it's drying the same way. It's just going to take a little bit longer because we're not vented. Yeah. They're used only when we don't have a way to vent. Is it the best way to dry? Probably not, but they do work really well in that situation. That's what we do every time because it's going to give them the best of both worlds. It's going to dry properly and it's going to do what it's supposed to do. It just takes a little longer to do it.
Yeah, no, I thought that was really cool. So is there any other... you know, newer things, or I love the techie stuff. The last time when we were in, I saw that hood over the oven that's got like the big screen and the cameras for like the foodies that film themselves cooking and stuff. It's quite amazing. Is there any cool techie stuff? Like, well, what's out there?
They're taking that now and putting it in an over-the-range microwave because it wasn't selling as a hood. So now they're going to put it in the over-the-range microwave. So GE's bringing that out. GE also has the inside pizza oven that we sell. It's a built-in pizza oven that you can have in your home. And it works great. We're selling... can't even think of all the new stuff. It's just slowly but
surely
coming.
There's so much.
It's just so much.
It's amazing.
And, you know, I'm waiting to see what else comes out this year. We always get new stuff, but we're still working with the other old stuff. And it's like, okay, now what's going to happen here?
So I was just reading this article about some different electronic kitchen stuff. And aside from appliances, a couple of the cool things I saw in this, in the techie stuff, was a smart cutting board. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you what. You wouldn't believe. So this thing has four distinct parts to it. So there's like the bamboo chopping board. And then there's another like metal spot for like antibacterial board area for vegetables. And it like eliminates cross-contamination, I guess. There's a third spot that heats. So it will like... defrost frozen stuff for you, and they say it's kind of, they could do it really well, and there's a spot where is a built-in weight scale, so it's like the stuff in this, there's a smartphone app so that when you're weighing it, it will actually calculate like how healthy it is and the ingredients and how many calories it's going to be and stuff for you. It's totally crazy, the stuff that they can make and do, you know, in all these things. Another thing I found really interesting was, no one's probably going to believe this. You probably want to Google this, but there is electric chopsticks. So what it does is it uses a weak electrical current. I swear, Kim, this is real. It uses this current to transmit sodium ions from the food to your mouth, so it makes it saltier. So if you're like low sodium diet, if you can't have a lot of salt, you can use these chopsticks and it's like it tastes saltier than it really is. I was astonished. I don't know. It's amazing the things that they're coming out with today. So I think like the microwave you're talking about with the camera, you can film yourself cooking and all of that. You know, years ago for Mosby, oh gosh, probably almost 20 years ago, I did a kitchen remodel at the Kitchen Conservatory in Clayton. And they teach people how to cook and they had cameras everywhere and the screens, and it was really cool to build a kitchen like that, but never did I ever think that it would be going into everyone's kitchen at some point, you know, that they would all have cameras and they can do this and, you know, look inside the refrigerator, you know what I mean, to see like what's left, at, you know, as you're shopping, that sort of thing. But hey, we are totally out of time. I appreciate you coming today. Can you tell us how people can find you guys again?
So we have three locations. The best way to find all our location information is on our Facebook page for Akka Home Appliances, or you can look up our website. On our Facebook page and our website, we have a list of Akka Home closeouts. I would tell everybody to go there. We have some great buys on some great products. If you need anything quickly, we can get you taken care of pretty fast that way.
All right, perfect. Well, we're out of time. For everybody else, we'll talk to you next week.
More at 971talk.com.